Just one halakha and the laws of Shabbat. One of the 39 melachot is the law of dash, that you're not allowed to thresh. Threshing is to take the wheat and you bang it, and as a result the kernel comes out. So you're taking out the kernel from the chaff that it's surrounded by. From this Av Menachav Dash, the rabbis also learned that it's forbidden to remove a foodstuff out of another food. For example, Sechita, where you're not allowed to squeeze grapes on Shabbat or olives on Shabbat in order to remove their liquid. This would be Asur min HaTorah. Mefarek Todah Dedash. You cannot remove the liquid that comes from these items, because these items are generally used for their liquid. Grapes especially for the wine that comes out, and olives for their oil. Rabbis came along and said, not only these two items, but they added to the list any type of fruit that they squeeze, for that matter, whether it's an orange, or whether it's a grapefruit, or other types of fruits that you squeeze, berries, and so on and so forth, it's also a suit to squeeze them for their juice on Shabbat. And if you did it, the juice itself is forbidden. That's the halakha, which everybody knows. The question today is a person allowed to cut a fruit on Shabbat with a knife with intention to eat it, even though he knows by cutting the fruit it's going to cause some liquid to come out? Sometimes the people eat grapefruits. So when they eat the grapefruit, they take the spoon and they stick it into the grapefruit, and it causes liquid to come out of the grapefruit, and then they're eating it. So is this permissible on Shabbat or not? Maybe we'll say you can't eat grapefruit on Shabbat. Well, you can't cut a grapefruit on Shabbat. La'alakha, the poskim write that it's mutar for a few reasons. One reason is because in this case here, grapefruits at worst are midrabanan, because it's not olives and it's not grapes. So already we downgraded it to the midrabanan level. And you're not intending over here to squeeze. Your intention over here is to eat. Although it might happen inevitably, but the rule is that a psikra shir, something that happens inevitably, in isur d'rabbanan, that you're not mitkaven, that you don't care for the juice that comes out, so therefore, according to Hakam Ovadia, it's permissible. Rav Eliyashiv Hashem Yishmeneu v'Hayehu gives another sivara why to say eating the grapefruit should be mutar. The halakha says that you're allowed to squeeze even a grape if you're squeezing it into food. When you squeeze it into food, it's permissible. You just can't squeeze it into an empty glass. That's why we said if a lady wants to feed her child some type of food that is dry, so she wants to make it a little moist, she could take a grape and squeeze it over the food in order to make it moist, like a banana or something she wants to squeeze over to make it a little juicy. It's okay. So Rav Eliyashiv says that the same thing applies to the grapefruit, because when you're squeezing it with the spoon, what happens? The juice comes out and goes right back into the grapefruit. So it's like squeezing juice into a food, because it's going right back into the grapefruit itself. And therefore, he has matir it as well. Chaim Ovadia writes it, מותר לחתוך בסכין אשכולות לרוחבה ולאכול ממנה על ידי כפית. And you can eat it with a spoon, ואין לחוש בזה לאיסור סחיטה, ובלבד שלא יתכוון לסחוט. So long as you don't have כוונה to make the סחיטה. If the guy says, beauty, you know what? I want to eat the grapefruit, and I love the juice also. So he's poking it with the spoon in order to get the juice so he can drink the juice, then for sure yes, this is a problem. But since this guy doesn't mechaven for that, so it's okay. And therefore, even if, let's say, after the fact, in the grapefruit itself, there's juice left over, he can drink it. Because since he didn't have kavanah initially for that, it's permissible. For that matter, Chamavaya is lenient for cutting all fruits. A pomegranate, he allows you to cut it on a plate, even though some of the juice is going to come out. Or cutting other types of fruits, because again, your kavanah is not for the juice that comes out. That he writes in Halakha Yud Zayin, Mutar lachtuch besakin, tutin, berries, v'remonim or pri hadar, al salachat, v'apapish al yedei ha'ituch yotzei mashkeh, כיוון שהם מתכוון לשיחות, you don't have any כוונה for that, לשיחות מותר, ושלא כמי שאוסר. ואם בסוף אכילתו רואה שיש מיץ וצלחת, at the end of the meal, you see there's some juice left over, ונמלח לשתותו, and then you decide you want to drink it, מותר, because your כוונה was not from that, from the beginning.